Minnesota photographer Doug Ullman's collection, Back Roads of America, is on exhibit at Nielsen Place in Bemidji through the month of October. Doug's subjects include cabins, churches, schoolhouses, and barns, and his interest in our history is reflected in his photography. His work has been published in several books by the Minnesota Historical Society Press. The exhibit at Nielsen Place is one stop along the First Friday Art Walk this Friday in Bemidji. Producer Alana Yost spoke recently with Doug.
Doug Ullman is a Minnesotan photographer. His work has been published in several books from the Minnesota Historical Society Press. The subjects vary widely, but Doug's interest in history always comes through in his photos. Doug's exhibit, Back Roads of America, is on display at Nielsen Place in Bemidji for the month of October. His work is part of the October 1st Friday Art Walk, and he'll be coming to Nielsen Place October 30th to talk photography, history, and memory. Doug, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alana. Thanks for having me on.
Doug, it seems to me that photography is your way of connecting with people. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to connect with our environment, our past, if you look at it from a historical perspective. And it really helps us connect and stay in tune with what's going on today as well.
And your photos have been published many, many times. They've been exhibited at the Smithsonian, and you've got several books out through the Minnesota Historical Society Press. But as I understand it, you left a corporate job to pursue a career in the arts. Is that right as well?
I did. It's a great story, I think, and hopefully it inspires others to pursue their dream in life. Nearly 16 years ago, I had the fortunate opportunity to be able to pursue my love of photography and Minnesota history. And I left corporate America. I was the manager of operations for the Mall of America at Camp Snoopy, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Amusement park. And it was a great job, and I left on a really good positive note. But I was 38 years old, and I realized that this would be the time, if you're going to pursue a dream in life, do it when you're young and healthy and have the energy to do it. And I did. And I've never looked back. It's been a great, great journey. And I have been published. I have had the opportunity to share my work with so many different groups and outlets. It's been great. Nothing to complain about, believe me. It's just been a dream come true.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got a series of books out, and they feature a lot of historical places around Minnesota. So you've got barns, churches, schoolhouses, courthouses, and I hear you're working on a series about cemeteries right now. And I wonder, what do you love about photographing history as it stands today?
That's a great question. And what I find is that my camera becomes a tool to capturing history. It isn't the only thing. Actually, the best way to capture history is to talk to folks and to learn it firsthand, if you can, from older people that have lived longer than I. But the camera becomes a vehicle to begin that journey. And so photography and history really can work well together if you look at it as a tool to get to the story. The story is the ultimate goal, and the picture is just the beginning of a story or the beginning of a memory.
We're talking right now with Doug Ullman, a Minnesota photographer whose work is on display at Nielsen Place in Bemidji for the month of October. Doug, your work is currently on display at Nielsen Place, and I actually stopped in several weeks ago to see the Backroads of America display. And the staff there told me that the residents are really fans of this work and that they aren't always. Why do you think your work is so relatable for so many people?
Well, I think it relates to people of all ages. Certainly to seniors, but all ages, because it's about them. It's not abstract art. Nothing against the photographers that do these abstract pieces. I mean, that's a gift that I don't have personally, but I have an ability to capture the everyday and make it special. People look at my pictures, and they know exactly what it is. There's no mystery. They don't have to turn their head and look at it upside down to figure it out. They look at it, and what it does is it invokes memory and their own personal story they have with the pictures. And I really find that photography works when you can allow people to enter your photo personally and say, I remember that, or I was there, or that barn looks like one that I grew up on. Or they look at a little country church maybe and they say, you know what, I remember when I was a kid and I went to a church very similar to that. It may not be the exact one, but it helps connect to their past.
A large part of your career is also traveling the state and talking to groups about history and about photography. What do you find satisfying about the public component of your career?
The absolute best part of what I do. It isn't the work behind the camera. That's fun, but my most enjoyable part is when I have the opportunity to go out and actually share and do presentations and programs for groups all over the state. This year, I'll probably do about 180 to 200 presentations before the year is over.
Amazing.
And I never tire of it. You'd think after a while I would get tired of talking about my pictures, but I don't because, you know, I have 17 different programs that I give for groups. But when I see their faces and when I see the reception that I get, that my photos allow people to connect, it's worth it as if it's the first time I ever did it. I've given over 1,000 presentations over the years, and I never tire of it. It's my favorite part of what I do.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I'd love to ask about the presentation you're doing at Nielsen Place at the end of October. It's called Schoolhouse Memories. And tell us, is this a public event?
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely want the public to come. It doesn't cost anything. You're certainly welcome to come. It's going to last about 45 minutes to an hour, and it is called Schoolhouse Memories. There was a time when Minnesota had thousands of little one-room schoolhouses dotting the countryside, and that generation is still with us, and I have learned so much about that form of education when all eight grades were in the same room. And I talk about that life of education back in the day. Sadly, today we have lost those country schools with the exception of one, which I'll bring people to in the program. There is one one-room school left in Minnesota. It is up north, so we'll connect that way.
And when you say there's one left, do you mean there's one left that still has students attending?
Yes, one one-room school, public educated school in Minnesota. There's only one left, and I'll keep that surprise for those that want to come to the program or get my book.
Right.
But it's not hard to find, actually. But it's a part of our past that, for the most part, has disappeared. And I try to bring people back to that form of education and the memories and the stories. We talk about the teachers. We talk about lunches at school. We talk about recess. We talk about what we learned. We talk about the personal relationships that school brought us. We talk about what's happened to education in America today. So it's really a fun program. It's lighthearted. It's not political at all. Everybody can come for their own reason and enjoy the program and enjoy the pictures that I'll show, because I do show a lot of photographs throughout the program.
Great. And I would assume that some of the photographs of schools you show are no longer in existence. Is that right?
You know, it's the subject that's disappeared the fastest. Of all the subjects I photograph, schoolhouses have disappeared faster than barns, faster than churches, faster than courthouses or cabins. So it's timely that we hold on to those memories. And unfortunately, that generation that attended one-room schools are becoming fewer and fewer. So it's important that we talk to those folks and learn their stories and pass it on to the next generation. So I always encourage people to bring young kids to my programs, because we need to help them to remember our memories. And it's not always what they can learn in a textbook. Sometimes bringing them out to a program like this, they'll remember that. You know, I'm working on a book on cemeteries, and it's a book that will be about people. My photos are not about brick and mortar so much, although I do photograph buildings, of course. They're really about people, and cemeteries are the same way. It's not a morbid subject. It's not ghoulish at all. It's really about remembering the folks that were here before us.
Okay, Doug, one last question. If given the chance to photograph anything, what would it be?
Boy, that's Alana, you set me up for a tough question. The next historic building that has a story around the next bend in Minnesota, and that could be a barn, that could be a church, that could be a schoolhouse, a piece of our history that will be lost. If I don't photograph it, I feel that it may never be photographed and remembered. So my next picture is the most important one.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, you're welcome. Looking forward to coming back to Bemidji, one of my favorite towns in Minnesota.
Great. Thank you so much. Doug Oman is a prolific Minnesotan photographer. He'll be coming to Bemidji October 30th for a photography and history presentation called Schoolhouse Memories. The event is open to the public at Nielsen Place at 1:45. Doug's work is also on display now through the end of October at Nielsen Place. You can take in the exhibit and many, many others this Friday as part of the Bemidji First Friday Art Walk.
Alana's interview with Doug Ullman is part of Northern Community Radio's Area Voices project, covering the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.